Now, for a counterpoint on this announcement, we have NDP housing critic David Eby live on the line with us. So good afternoon, David. First question then, will the NDP vote in favor of amending the Vancouver Charter to allow this tax to go through?
Thanks for having me, John. It was really interesting to hear the finance minister's announcement today, because I was in the legislative session, as were my colleagues, for 3 months, where we pushed and pushed and pushed for the government to take action. They insisted there wasn't a crisis. They made fun of us for saying that they needed to put a tax on the international money in our housing market. They demanded to know how much that tax would be, as if we didn't put forward a private member's bill about it. It was outrageous conduct. And today, the finance minister totally reversed position. He decided that suddenly this is a crisis worthy of coming back in the summer session. And he's going to give the city of Vancouver responsibility for dealing with this regional, at a minimum, regional problem that we face in our real estate market in Metro Vancouver. So, with a reversal like that, a total 180, I don't know what this thing is going to say that he's going to put forward in July. I know that my colleagues and certainly our leader, John Horgan, are going to want to read it carefully before we decide whether or not to support it. But we know at a minimum it's not doing what we say they need to do, which is to use the income tax system to track the people who are declaring $20,000 in taxable income and buying $3 million homes. That, in a nutshell, is what we're facing in our real estate market, and the vacant homes are just part of that problem.
Now, the mayor did come out with this proposal maybe about a month ago now. In principle, are you leaning towards the idea or not?
Well, I certainly congratulate the mayor of Vancouver for showing some leadership by forcing the provincial government to act on this thing. It comes from a place of desperation, of seeing the ongoing hollowing out of the city. We're losing businesses, independent businesses now on the west side of the city as part of this problem, saying, look, provincial government, if you're not going to take action on this, we'll do the best we can from the municipal level. I think it's really unfortunate that instead of taking that message of desperation for what it was, which was asking the province to take action, the province is simply saying, okay, fine, you do the best you can, Vancouver. But what about Burnaby? What about Richmond? What about Surrey and Maple Ridge? And not only that, what about the core of the issue, which is why are these units vacant? Why are people getting into bidding contests with money that makes absolutely no sense in Metro Vancouver salaries? What is going on with the market? Use the income tax system. It's quite straightforward to do.
Now, if Vancouver is the only city with a vacant home tax, will that just drive speculators into the suburbs?
Well, that's a great question, and the reality is we know that international speculation is already taking place in the suburbs. We know that that's, according to the finance minister's own numbers, which I have gone on record and continue to say are garbage statistics, according to his numbers, it's 14% in Richmond and 10% in Burnaby. So if you're going to take action, presumably those would be the cities that are focused on, but it has nothing to do with that. This activity today is simply to respond to the fact that they need to do something, and it is literally the least they could do. One small part of the issue in one of the cities in Metro Vancouver that are facing this challenge, and it won't do anything for the suburbs and may well drive this issue even further out into Metro Vancouver instead of dealing with it as a whole.
All right, David. Well, they could have done less. Finally, I'll put it to you then.
Fair point.
What would the NDP do to solve the issue of affordability and this lack of supply? You keep talking about changes to the Income Tax Act.
Yeah, it's quite a straightforward proposal, and we'd love to take all the credit for it, but we can't. It came out of the Sauder School of Business. It's very elegant. All you do is you use the income tax system, and you make sure that people who aren't paying their worldwide income tax in British Columbia pay a surcharge when they're buying property each year, an additional tax on their property tax, to level the playing field. If you're bringing money in from somewhere else that you're not paying BC rates of tax on, then you have to pay an extra tax. And that money could be used for affordability initiatives. It isn't limited to one city in Metro Vancouver. It could be applied across the entire city. And not only that, it would provide the comprehensive data that we need to know what's happening in the real estate market.
All right, David, let's leave it there. David Eby is the MLA for Vancouver Point Grey and the NDP's housing critic. We thank him for joining us live this hour.